This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Pentagon announced new measures today intended to reduce sexual assault in the military. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, those steps will not satisfy some members of Congress. They've been pushing for stronger reforms.
Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel says all the services will appoint special legal advocates for victims of sexual assault. The Air Force has already been doing this, and the program has been well received as a way to protect victims' rights. In addition, Lieutenant General Curtis Scaparotti told reporters all sexual assault cases will be reported to a higher level than is now required to a general or an admiral.
It's so that we ensure immediate oversight at an experienced level for the actions that take place from the point that we know of the report and beyond.
Advocates for victims welcome these steps but said they fall short. Many victims say the Pentagon must remove commanders from decisions on whether or not to pursue sexual assault cases. The biggest supporter of such a change, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, today once again said victims are reluctant to report these cases up the chain of command because they fear retaliation. Congressional leadership has not backed this idea, but has supported other measures similar to those announced by the military today. The Pentagon remains opposed to removing commanders from these decisions, saying it would undercut efforts to make military leaders more responsible for combating sexual assault. Larry Abramson, NPR News.